Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. So happy to have you with me again today, and just so blessed every time I think about people out there listening to the Word of God and how it's penetrating their souls. They're learning from God. They're learning about God. They're being governed by God. And really, when we're governed by God, we just want to worship Him. And so we want to pray and worship the Lord today, even as we begin this study. So join with me, if you will. Pray alongside with me. Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to know that You, the Creator God, who made us, who knows every cell, every DNA strand within us, Lord, You created it all. You've watched us. You've been with us all our lives. And Lord, You've been our Savior for those of us that have received You. And Lord, I pray today that You'll bless everybody, including myself, that are listening to and hearing Your word, that You'll open our eyes and our ears, our hearts and our minds to receive from You today. That You'll guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to the truth by Your Spirit as well, so that we can be pleasing to You, Lord. That's our goal. We just want to worship You with our lives today. And thank You again for Your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Every Knee Should Bow. It's taken from the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 10. In Paul the Apostle's words written to the church located in Philippi, because of the humility of Jesus Christ to become as a servant to mankind, God gave Him a name that is above every name. In chapter 2 and verse 10 of his letter to the Philippians, Paul tells more of the results which came because of Jesus' willingness to obey, where we read that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. The verse begins that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. God gave Jesus a name that is above every name there ever was, is, or will be. And because of this, at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. The Greek word used for should bow is kempto, which is also used in the book of Romans in chapter 14 and verse 11, which says, every knee shall bow. The idea employed by Paul the Apostle is that every knee, and that means each, any, all, the whole, everyone, all things, and everything shall bow to Jesus' name. The verse goes on to say, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. Paul goes on to add three different portions of heaven, earth, and things under the earth that should bow or shall bow unto Jesus. He first notes things in heaven, such as things that take place or participate in heaven. Secondly, Paul names the things in earth, which means anything which is existing upon the earth, earthly or terrestrial. Finally, Paul mentions the things under the earth, which are subterranean and refers to those who dwell in the world below like departed souls. Those who are on the earth, whether living or already departed, shall bow their knee to Jesus and deem Him Lord and Christ. When we consider these words of Paul, we may think them very demanding, and they are. Every knee shall bow. Those who existed in times past, those who live now, and those who will live in the future. There are no exceptions. Every knee will bow and declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. The Heavenly Father has seen to it that it will be so. The question is a matter of timing. Either they will bow their knee before they die, and Jesus will be their risen Savior and Lord, or they will bow their knee after they die, and Jesus will be their judge, jury, and sentence maker. Perhaps as we ponder Paul's words, people come to mind who have not bowed their knees to Jesus yet. May we not only bow our knees unto Jesus Christ, but be willing to pray for those who have not humbled themselves and bowed their knees to Him. Next time, Paul shares more of the results of Christ being exalted. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.